Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. Hopefully the last three podcasts about the features and benefits of Windows 7 have convinced you to at least give it a try. So which version should you buy, and what hardware do you need? What about your legacy Windows XP apps that didn't run in Windows Vista? Well, there are two scenarios with hardware. I always recommend installing a new operating system on a new machine if possible, at least a fresh hard drive, but that's not always realistic or practical. If you want to know if your current PC can run Windows 7, download the free Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. Just search for Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor and run it and see if you'll have any issues with Windows 7 on that PC. Make sure your printer and other peripheral devices are turned on so that the advisor can check them as well. You should also check the Windows 7 Compatibility Center. Now, it's nice and smooth if you're upgrading from Windows Vista to Windows 7. If you have Windows XP, it's a little more complicated. The custom upgrade option needs to be chosen, and it basically wipes your XP drive before installing Windows 7. So you have to make sure that you have everything backed up and make a few copies and test them to see that they work to an external disk before wiping the drive. Microsoft provides the easy transfer wizard to copy all your good stuff to a USB drive, and it works well. Actually, it's nice to periodically wipe a drive and reinstall apps and copy data over. As you know, hard drives collect a lot of garbage over time. But of course, you can't always start fresh, so before you upgrade from XP, make sure that you have your original program CDs and copies of your data and other settings like favorites. Store them somewhere safely. Then use the easy transfer wizard. There are third-party utilities that claim to take you from XP directly to Windows 7, such as Laplink's PC Mover, but I haven't tried them yet. I will as soon as possible and let you know. As I told you last podcast, Windows 7 will run well on less hardware than Windows Vista. It needs a minimum of 1 gig RAM, but I used a demo machine with 512 meg RAM, installed and worked fine. I would still recommend a good quality video adapter with a bunch, say 512 meg of RAM, to really get the full experience. The Aero interface needs DirectX 9 video capabilities, for example. You can skimp on the CPU a little if necessary, but get a good graphics card and at least 2 gigabytes of RAM. Windows 7 comes in both 32-bit and 64-bit versions. If you're running 32-bit, you can only use less than 4 gigabytes of RAM anyway, so don't spend your money on more RAM than that. You probably won't want the 64-bit version of Windows 7 unless you have a specific need, like addressing more than that 4 gigabytes of RAM. To see if your PC is able to run a 64-bit operating system, open up Control Panel, search for Performance Information and Tools, and then view or print the results. Under System, you'll see a listing for 64-bit capable. Most 32-bit programs will run on the 64-bit Windows, but some, like antivirus for example, will not. You'd need to have new 64-bit versions of those. And all your hardware devices would need 64-bit drivers to work on a 64-bit version of Windows. Drivers designed for 32-bit versions of Windows don't work on computers running 64-bit versions of Windows. Now the question is, which version of Windows 7 should you get? Home Premium sells for about $120. That's the new price, not upgrade. And it's probably geared toward the casual home user, though it does include home group networking, so that's pretty good. The professional version goes for about $200. It's a good choice for power users and small businesses. For what I've seen, the only features you get in the ultimate version, which costs $20 more than professional, is BitLocker encryption and multi-language support. If you don't need BitLocker, you know, that's the encryption that's really good for your laptop especially. And if you don't need multi-language support, you can save the $20 and get the pro version. Finally, if you have some programs that run under Windows XP but didn't under Vista, there's a new XP mode in Windows 7. This creates a virtual Windows XP operating system running inside Windows 7. Your apps and everything else will look and work like they did in XP. You'll have an XP start menu, for example. Notice, though, that XP mode is only available in the Professional and Ultimate editions of Windows 7. You know, upgrading to a new operating system is never a trivial task, but I think that the features and benefits of Windows 7 make it a smart move. Let me know if you have any questions. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.